friends. Welcome back to Jesus and Jill Just for Today. I hope you were able to catch last week's episode because we are discussing obstacles or bumps or roadblocks on our pathway to surrender. And I have a confession. This particular rock has been the most convicting for me. When I discovered it, I was actually very excited because I knew it was a revelation from the Lord, and I truly hope He has revealed it at this juncture in my life because I'm finally ready to address it. And that's what I'm hoping anyway. I remember telling you about my friend Dana and how she mentioned to me that we don't have an information problem, we have an application problem. Because after all, what good is information if we are not applying it? And so now that I've been given this new information, I'm kind of excited about what the application of it might look like. So anyway, our second rock is people pleasing or fear of conflict. But I'll bet I'm not going to take this where you think I'm going to take it. First, though, let's lay our foundation. And this happens to be my all-time favorite anti-people-pleasing scripture. This scripture is actually one of the Bible verses that I use in my Celebrate Recovery testimony. Galatians 1:10 tells us, "Does it sound like I'm trying to win human approval? No, indeed. What I want is God's approval. Am I trying to be popular with people? If I were trying to do so, I would not be a servant of Christ." I love that. The Apostle Paul says, if I'm trying to be popular with people, I would not be a servant of Christ. And I hope I'm not the only one. I feel like we've all been there. I've spent way too many years trying to be popular with people. I remember this one time in particular. I was newly married, and we had gone out to dinner with a group of, I say friends, but we'd gone out to dinner with a group of people that we were going to a concert with, because clearly I did not know them very well. But every wife at our table in this steakhouse restaurant stuck the steak knives in our purses because one person at the table told us to. She thought it would be really funny and do it real quick. And I was like, what on earth are we doing? I think I threw it away just as soon as I got home because I was so embarrassed at my behavior. And honestly, if you could give me 5 more minutes, I could come up with just as many more examples. I have wanted to be popular with people more than I've wanted to be like Jesus in my life. And being like Jesus means what? And I know that's a multifaceted answer to a very, very difficult question, but one of the character traits that Jesus so beautifully exemplified was that He gave up His rights. He gave up His desires. Philippians 2:5 says that we are to have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to His advantage. Rather, He made Himself nothing by taking on the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Jesus made Himself nothing, which could also mean that He totally rejected popularity with people. And I'm being serious with you when I tell you I'm working on that. But here's the kicker. What if the people, quote unquote, I'm really struggling with is me? That's right. What if peer pressure and other people aren't really my problem anymore? In my research this week, my mind was blown when I read that surrender and obedience to Jesus and self-denial can be especially hard for non-confrontational people pleasers because they don't even like to disagree with themselves. I feel like right at this moment, I could do this. That's my mic drop. So honestly, at the end of the rebellion, I'm not trying to be popular with others. I'm trying to be popular with me. As long as I give into my flesh and stay popular with me, I am not truly embracing my calling as a servant of Christ. Oh, that just breaks my heart. But I'm guilty. So I think we need to have an open share. I would love for you to join me. Hi, my name's Jill. I'm a grateful follower of Jesus Christ. And I'm in recovery for overeating and codependency. But I struggle with insecurity and fear. So one of the things recently that I have found myself struggling with again is some of the videos that I watch. And I haven't struggled with Netflix or Amazon Instant Video. It's food porn. I don't really know what else to call it. But there is something so mesmerizing about a tasty video where you're just seeing these hands prepare this food at 1.5 times the speed. I could watch those things back to back to back to back to back. And it's really unfortunate. But I had gotten to where I was telling myself no on that. And I had really gotten out of the habit of basically giving in to my flesh to do that. I mean, I don't really know if you're familiar with any type of recovery meeting, but there's not an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting on the planet where you're going to go and talk about non-alcoholic cocktails and how to make cranberry juice and pineapple juice and a little bit of Sprite taste like an alcoholic beverage. In recovery meetings, especially in Celebrate Recovery meetings, you're not in a food issues group to glorify diet food. You're in a food issues group to glorify God and to basically renounce that power over your life. So when I find myself stuck again, which is where I've been in the last couple of weeks, I have found myself watching those videos again. And it starts out pretty harmlessly. I need a recipe for dinner. But rather than just looking for a recipe for dinner, I take it too far. And then before you know it, I've watched 5 or 6 of these tasty videos, or even perusing recipes a lot of times can get me into trouble because it just puts my focus back on the food. It puts my focus back in a place that is not going to bring me any life. It's not going to bring me any peace. It's not going to bring me any fulfillment. It's not going to bring me any lasting joy. And so when I read this week that people pleasers and non-confrontational people have a really hard time with surrender because they don't even like disagreeing with themselves. They don't even like, you know, getting into an argument or telling themselves no. That's me. That's what I've struggled with over these tasty videos. I just end up telling myself, oh, what could it hurt? Just, you know, it's just one more video. And on the surface, that's true. What could it hurt? It's just one more video. But it's a lot more complicated than that in a lot of ways. I want to live a life that is crazy about Jesus and all about Jesus and points people to Jesus. I'm honestly right at this moment, I'm reminded of a quote that I heard, and I feel like I've heard it more than once, but I don't recall who said it. But if people were to find out that you're a Christ follower, would there be enough evidence to convict you? And I don't really want my social media presence and my presence on Instagram and Facebook. I don't really want my conversations to be dominated with this latest recipe or this latest restaurant that I've been to or this latest food that I've tried. I want my life to be all about Jesus all the time. And I don't think that's out of my reach. So thanks for letting me share. Let's close with a serenity prayer. And I want you guys to know that we're in this together. I would really love for you to share with me some victories that you've been having as we are talking about clearing away these stones in our pathway to surrender. Anyway, let's close with a serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Thanks again for listening to Jesus and Jill just for today.